Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for February 8th, 2018. I'm your host, Stephen Hall. First up, we found a logo for an unannounced service dubbed YouTube Premiere in our APK Insight for YouTube Music 2.19. The logo is similar to YouTube Music and YouTube Red's branding. It's simply a red and white YouTube play button with the word Premiere to the right side. Interestingly, the naming scheme of the file that we found perfectly matches the current YouTube Music logo, which can be found at the top left corner of the app. We're not entirely sure what YouTube Premiere will be, but it's likely to be some form of new music streaming offering from the Mountain View company. Looking at the structure of the app's files, we'd guess that if and when it launches, it will take the place of the YouTube Music app. Also today, our Ben Shun went hands-on with a new app called Air Battery, which tracks the battery life of your AirPods when connected to Android. Opening the app or connecting your AirPods will pull up a familiar user interface that looks a lot like iOS, showing you the battery levels of each individual AirPod as well as their case. In Ben's experience, the app is handy and reliable, and a great option for those interested in using Apple's wireless earbud offering with a Google Pixel or other Android phone. Lastly, Google's ongoing trek to push webmasters to HTTPS continues today, with the announcement that Chrome 68 will mark all non-HTTPS sites as insecure. Chrome 56 in January 2017 marked HTTP pages that collect passwords, credit cards, or other sensitive information with a not secure label, and version 62 expanded the warning to anytime users enter any data on an HTTP page. From Chrome 68 on, all HTTP sites will be marked as not secure, though the gray info icon will remain. Google said a couple years ago that all HTTP pages will eventually be displayed alongside a red security indicator. Read these stories and much more on 9to5google.com, and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Pocket Casts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday.